Oh, welcome back, guys. Episode number, what are we up to? 22.
Yeah, mate, round 18 just wrapped. Mate, and what a round.
Mate, that was really good. So we had a lot of surprising results. You lost.
Yeah, fuck you. I lost. You lost too, didn't you?
Yeah, and Anthony lost as well. So all three Linskys lost this round. Where do you want to start, Dad?
Well, first things first, let's go through all the fixtures. Just a quick wrap. You lost, as we mentioned.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. I started off with your loss.
Okay, so into the woods you went down to Mighty Don. Stevie Young, congratulations. He's a bit of... You're his bogey side, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, I know. I just haven't beaten him in a couple of fucking years.
Yeah, I know. And you missed out and you ended up third a couple of years ago when he came second. Anyway, moving on. Cracker Fat, mate. Fucking big score. 24-04. He beat a Magpie Maniac. Unlucky Bouch, mate. You... Taking it up to the best of them, but well, most people have got over 2,000.
You didn't.
Yeah, I know, okay. Lord of the Pies, Anthony's team, 2082, lost to Craner's Cronies, 21-35.
Yeah, look at that score, 21-35. A lot of people beat that score, so Craner's not going to be shifted from number one, but if you can outscore him, take that confidence into a matchup with him.
Oh, excuse me. Hand of God, mate. You beat Papa Wilkes. Papa Wilkes, you had a good game last week, mate. But, yeah, I mean, hand of God, he's still in the mix. And, yeah, I went down to beams from our Brocky. Mate, congratulations, you're up to number two. That's incredible.
Yeah, it makes my loss to you so much less painful. So you did really well, man. So congrats. The other big one was our typo. What do you say, Dad?
I just call him our typo denial.
Why do you say that anyway?
Well... Because he's got his name spelled wrong.
Why do you keep staring him?
Well, you do too, mate, but I think it's working in his favour. His score, check this out, 2,465.
That is really good. He beat This Is It as well, so he's got to be pretty stoked with that. Oh, that's a massive score. Matty Oliver, mate, Goddard, you're up number six now, so you beat Cropola, he's 1,900, so you've got 2,181.
Yeah, so Goddard's still up there in the mix. And the only other game that counts is Tui on your boot. You unfortunately went down to Green Iguanas, so your finals hopes are fading.
Yeah, but we'll look at this later on. He's still in with a chance to make the top eight. He lost to Green Iguanas. Beams me up, Rocky, his brother, Chris Ray, the other Ray.
Yeah, so that's all right. So, okay, do you want to look at teams?
Yeah, well, look at the ladder. So, who have we got? Craner's number one, as we said. He's on 17 wins.
Beams and Cracker, they're separated by percentage. They're both on 13 wins. Congratulations, boys. It's a great return for the year. So, Beams is second, Cracker's third. Timmy, you're fourth.
Yeah, so I'm fourth with This Is It. We're both on 12 wins. Well, that's me too. Beg my pardon.
Yeah, mate, just anyway. God, I'd love a flag. Mighty Dons and Hand of God, they're holding up the 6, 7, 8 positions. They're both on, all three of them are on 11 wins.
So percentage is pretty tight there. Matty Oliver, we must say, you've got the second best percentage in the competition. Congrats, man, 107.59 at the moment.
Yep, beat 90 by Crano, who's 109.01.
So, and then just outside the 8, sorry, Anthony, we've got to leave you out of the loop because I don't think you can make the 8. There's three teams on 10 wins. We've got Typo,
Al Typo Denial, yep. Andrew Howie, congrats, mate. Sorry about you hanging shit on you, but, yep, so you're in with a sniff. Tui on your boot, Andrew Oliver, you're playing your brother this week, mate. Oh, bragging rights. So you're on 10 wins and so is Cropola. Okay, so realistically, Andrew Howie, he's on 103%. Tui's on 102. Okay, who's playing who? Tui's playing Goddard, so if he can beat him, which I don't think he will, he can jump into the 10th, but that depends on Hand of God. If he loses to This Is It, then he will be overtaken by Typo.
Yeah, if you look at the, what was it, 2 and 3, I don't think they'll lose, okay? Beams is going to play Lord of the Pies. Sorry, Anthony, you're going to lose that one.
Well, you never know. You could take it up to him and surprise everyone.
Yes, but it's Cracker's playing me. I'm sorry, I don't think I can beat him.
Oh, mate, that's not a good attitude. So where will you go? You will lose, so you'll stay on 12 wins.
Yeah, This Is It is playing Hand of God. So that's the clincher, this one. So the winner of this is it will jump over me to... oh, the more people are going to jump up. Goddard's on 11 wins. He'll if he wins and beats his brother Tui, he'll jump up. So will Mighty Dons. He plays you, Marco, Papa Walk, so he'll probably beat you. Sorry, dude. And Hand of God. So they're the funny ones. So it could all change pretty well, pretty drastically in the eight. So I could drop to fifth. So Goddard, I think you're going to win. And who else, Dad?
Well, yeah, Hand of God, I think if he wins, if he loses, that opens up the gate for two teams, really. So Typo, Andrew Howie, and Tui in your boot, Little Oliver. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty good, mate, looking out for the top eight next week as it settles. Okay, get back into the games, mate. Let's look at yours. How did you guys go?
Well, I really fucked it up. I didn't pick Rocky as captain. So 358. For everyone who picked Rocky, congratulations. I got Dangerfield for 236, so that was pretty weak. Oh, it was good, but...
Yeah, you shouldn't be too unhappy with that. Who else is good for you? Doherty, 122. Bartell, you got him back in, mate. 116, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Lockie Neal, he returned pretty well. 124, 145 for Jack Stephen. Had I trusted to keep him in as captain, it would have been amazing.
And on the other side of the fence, who was good for Steve? Mighty Dons. Blakey Parker, 116, 113 for Jordan Lewis. Yes, there's a couple of good ones. You fucked your bench up too, didn't you? Who was your backup?
Oh, DeGoey, he didn't play, so I had fucking Anderson from North. He got 40.
Well, I thought you had Mills from Sydney.
Yeah, I messed it up. So anyway, Cracker had Rocky as captain too, so well done. So Maxie Gorn, he was up there with a good score, 120. Heath Shaw, 110. 130 for Zach Merritt. And same captains here. So the winner, Cracker, got Rockliffe as captain, 358. I don't think it's been a better captain score this year versus Dangerfield. So the other good ones were, yeah, Jordan Lewis, 113, Parker, 120 for Cade Simpson. So he's a good backman to swoop on. I reckon he'd be pretty cool. And Patrick Cripps, 140. That's pretty sweet. He's in the mids. So if you want to pick up a good little handy midfielder, he's one to go for. Lord of the Pies, so we're going to look at your team and not Cranners. You had Dangerfield as captain too, so unfortunately, yeah. So you had Maxie Gorn, 120. Jimmy Bartell as well. Who else is good? Travis Boak, 119. That's three good scores in 3 weeks, man. Congratulations.
Well, we look at Hannah Gord. So he pumped up Wogs, mate. That's a big win. 22-73 to 21-18. Hannah Gord, you're the winner. Who was good? Rockliffe, vice captain for both of you. So you didn't get to collect the spoils on that.
Doherty was Hand of Gods as well, and Cade Simpson. So, who else? Bryce Gibbs, 131. That's pretty cool. 138 for Matt Prittis. Well done, Edgy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Zachy Merritt was the captain for the opposition, Papa Walk. So that's not too bad. No other big ones. So his Pies usually did pretty well for him. Taylor Adams and Sidebottom, just either side of 100. Trelaw as well. So congratulations, mate. And who else? So who? Oh, my game. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad. Well, you both had Jack Stephen, which was cool, 145. and Cade Simpson. So we're all getting very similar teams these days. So that's Beams had him as Rocky's captain too. So congrats, mate. Congrats. You had Sloan as captain, Dad.
Oh, just hasn't been my year.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, the difference was, I'm just short up time. Anyway, got a minute to go. Typo denial. Well done, mate. You had, who was your captain? He had Rocky as well. Congratulations. So, Licky Parker, Cornelio, 106. 145 for Stephen. Stephen Martin, 130. He was a good ruckman, mate. So, you didn't hang on to him, did you, Timmy?
No, Peter Wright from the Suns, too. 107. I'm going to pick him up. It's a cheap forward to try to bring home some points. Goddard, you beat Cropola, as we said. You've kept Tipper, which is cool. You had Dangerfield as captain as well, so I wasn't alone.
Yeah, and a lot of people kind of back him, so that's all right. Goddard, who else? You had Doherty too? Huh? Did you copy that one to me?
No, I didn't. I had kept my eye on him.
Whatever you say. Okay, Tommy Mitchell was captain for Cropola. I'm sorry, mate. Matt Jenko. You had a couple of good years. Well, you won last year as well, so anyway... Wrapping up now, so who's on the next? So, Matty Oliver, you're going to put your resume in for Western Bulldogs physiotherapist because they're fucked up with the ACLs. Anyway, see you guys. Go Pies.